Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And praying this Sunday has been off to a beautiful, fresh start. I wish it would stay with us, but it's not. It's going to go away. But all in all, at least we can partake in it at the beginning of our day, as every day should be for you and me, realizing how good God is. It should always be a day that we rise into refreshed, and we always can trust in what he has to offer us. My dear family, I welcome those of you who are visiting us here in the cathedral, and in a special way, those of you who are joining us from home via television, radio, internet, social media. As always here, we pray for you, your family, your loved ones, wherever they may be this day, praying that you are protected from anything that causes us affliction or harm. In a special way for all of you in the hospital this day, we pray for you suffering from the virus or any other ailments, that the Lord will stretch his healing hand upon you and his angels will continue to watch over you. To all of you, may God's peace enter this day with you and may it accompany you into the rest of this day and week. My dear family, trusting that God is very good to us, let us seek pardon for our sins and strength in his love. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
We love you.
Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. The word of the Lord.
A reading
from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet, that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Only conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable: the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden in the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
all of us come from a particular family that we are blessed to have. Now, most of us come from a family that has more than one child. I come from a family of five children, and some of you come from a family even higher than that, or less than that. Some of you, perhaps, are an only child. But when you look at the fact of those who have more than one child, you have the firstborn, and you have the baby, and you have those in between. So parents, does the firstborn deserve to be loved more than the last? Does the last deserve to be shown less mercy than the one in the middle? Well, I'm not a parent, so I can't answer that. Does your firstborn deserve to be loved more? No. Does the baby deserve to be loved more or less? No. Well, how are these children supposed to be loved? Equally. At least in the heart of a true parent. No matter how late they came into the picture, they deserve to be loved equally as the first. And so is the way the Father in heaven loves us. Many of us have been cradle Catholics. We have. And we have known the love of God since that moment. Many have come into the faith a lot later than us. Some are entering the faith today. Some are entering this year. Are you trying to tell me that just because someone wasn't baptized as an infant, they shouldn't be baptized later? Or one who didn't receive First Holy Communion at age 7, they're not supposed to receive it after that at all? Or the one that was not confirmed at sophomore year shouldn't be confirmed later on in life? Is there a moment where it's too late? Well, if we think like man, yes. But if we think like God, it's never too late. And that's why Jesus shares such a simple parable. The ones who started off at the beginning of the day, beginning of the life, one could say, they were promised a day's wage. And as the owner continued to look, why are you just standing here? Well, no one has, in a sense, seen us or invited us. Well, now I invite you, go work, and I will pay you a just wage. And sure, when the day was over, they all lined up. And much to the surprise of the ones who were there all day, in other words, their entire life, the ones who came very much later in doing the mission of the Lord, received the exact same wage. And those that were there all day, what did they do? They started to complain. Why are you being so generous? Because I'm not you. That's why. And that's how sometimes God addresses you. When we are trying to address Him, Lord, why are you being so generous to this person? Because I'm not you. And right now, you're in need of more of my generosity than he or she is. Because you're questioning my generosity towards them. Praise be to God that He is who He is and that we are not Him. But my family, what we have to understand is that we are His family. And He's not going to give more of the eternal kingdom to the one who's been with Him the entire earthly journey than those who come a little later. Remember, 1,000 years is like a passing day, and a passing day like 1,000 years. The Scripture tells us that. We know this. So it's never too late for God. And we should celebrate when someone actually finally arrives at the door. Because if not, then we would never have the beauty of the Easter Vigil, where we receive all these wonderful people who are entering the waters of baptism, being confirmed in the Spirit, receiving the Lord for the first time in the Eucharist, something that you and I are very familiar with, and should rejoice for them to the point of tears because they finally partake in it. That's the Christian family. Not why is God treating him the same way he treats me? Because he loves equally. I know people hate hearing that, but they got to get over it because then they don't know what love is. You don't. And that is why the generosity that comes from the heart of God is something we should always be grateful for, because we are shown that generosity continuously. Shouldn't the one who comes after us be shown the exact same? Of course. Just like in our family. The eldest and the baby and everyone in between loved equally. Loved equally by mom and dad. Now, mom and dad, if you have favorites, well, then take it up with God. But you know in your heart you love them all equally, though you might not mention it. How can a parent not love such a beautiful gift? And family, that is exactly how God sees us, as a beautiful gift that he could never withhold his love from. Nor would he want to favor one over the other. Nor would he give part of his kingdom more to one over the other. Yes, in this world, inheritances, they're all different when it's kind of spread. Because that's how man thinks. Is it equal? Not all the time. But when it comes to our Father in heaven, and the inheritance that we are able to gain from him, I assure you, I'm not going to get more than you. You're not going to get more than me. Our path, that's his way and his truth and his life, leads us to that beautiful gift that will be ours when we arrive, having done his will, as the opening prayer said, to love one another as he loves us. And so, my dear family, let's ask the Lord for that grace we do need. In a world where there is a lot of judging going on, a lot of judging, let's be an instrument of something that we desperately need. An instrument of forgiveness. An instrument of mercy. An instrument of love, which becomes the instrument of peace that you and I receive from our very generous, loving God. And let us be just as generous with one another, seeing the one that will arrive today and realizing how much he or she is worth in the eyes of God. They are worth just as much as you are. And you never, ever lose your value in his eyes. Praise be to God that you are loved so much. Now let's go out and remind others of how they should sing the same. Praise be to God that they are loved just as much.
I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in the Father's love for us all, let us ask that he accept these petitions we now offer.
For the church, that we may strive always to conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For political leaders at every level, that they may be compassionate to those who are most vulnerable, to those who have been overlooked or forgotten, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all catechists, may they be blessed with creativity and enthusiasm as stewards of God's gifts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our parish community may invite and welcome others at all times with the generosity modeled by the landowner in today's gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of George B. Cantu, Richard Garcia, David and Mary Ellen Miller, the deceased members of the Mew family, Santa G. Peña, Raymond Silvas Sr., Margarita Amador, and for the special intentions of Bishop Michael Mulvey and Father Pete Elizardo. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we present to you in the name of Christ Jesus, who is Lord, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands, the praise and glory of the Lord, for our good, for the good of all of us.
Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and
just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, for you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, form of divine teaching, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us turn to each other and offer some sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Amen.
For those of you joining us from home this morning or wherever you may be, I invite you to please join me for the prayer of spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a couple of announcements. First, religious education. We are slightly behind in getting everyone into the computers, so we will not begin virtually today, but you will get an email, parents, those of you who have registered. You will receive an email by tomorrow with certain instructions for your particular child at their particular grade. And then for confirmation, virtually we will be meeting on Wednesdays at 6:30. So kind of mark your calendar there. We're trying to pick a decent hour there. Can't do it on Sunday because they have to be at Mass on Sunday. And of course, November 1st, the dispensation for not being at Mass expires, okay, without being renewed, all right, except for those who, of course, are up in age, have, of course, complications with their health or a compromised immune system. They, of course, are still dispensed, and it's up to them. But for the rest of us, you know, we'll be at Mass, so, and we'll space it all out. So it's beautiful to see people back. So it's really, really nice. So please, parents from religious ed, thank you for your patience there. Also, of course, let's pray for what's going on in the Gulf. Hopefully it continues to kind of fall apart and not cause any damage to anywhere, okay, to anywhere. Let's just pray that good rain comes. We could use the rain, but nothing too heavy, nothing that can cause damage. But praying you enjoy this wonderful Sunday and you make it a very blessed week that lies ahead. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very, very blessed Sunday. I'm Father Pete Alisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.